Looking over the future of the cattle industry, I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. One of the goals of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is to get the youth involved in agriculture, especially when it comes to the cattle industry. Kim Brackett is the vice president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a farmer producer from Idaho.
Thank you so much, Keith. It's great to be here with you today. It's fun to meet you and learn a little bit more about your station.
You bet, as well as you. So tell us a little bit about yourself as you start making your way into more of the leadership through the Cattlemen's Association.
My husband and I, we have four children. We are cow-calf producers in southern Idaho. We're right on the Nevada border, so maybe different than a lot of your listeners, but we focus a lot on federal lands where we're at.
Well, we know there are a lot of issues out there, but there's also a lot of positives, correct, going on within the cattle industry?
Oh, absolutely. 2025 was a great year for the cattle producers, from the tax provisions that we got in the One Big Beautiful Bill to the success of the dietary guidelines being flipped upside down and the tremendous focus we have on high-quality beef in the new dietary guidelines. It's been a great year.
Yeah, and that's one thing. You know, again, you're with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Then we have the Beef Council, the Beef Board over there that does the checkoff programs. But in a sense, all of us still kind of working together to promote a great product.
You know what? All the work that we do on our ranches, from making good genetic decisions, good nutrition decisions, animal care, none of that matters if consumers stop choosing beef. So we really do need to be able to focus on both sides of what we're working on, policy side, production side, and then the consumers and the tremendous demand that we're seeing for our product.
As Kim pointed out, with four children involved in agriculture, it's important for her to help come up with programs and help our young beginning farmers and get involved in the ag industry. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.